Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years, we have been able to report that the number of smokers are dropping, that our fight against tobacco and addictive nicotine was taking a turn, even though we gave rise to an obesity epidemic and a vaping epidemic. We in medical circles can say, you see, we were able to cut back on smoking and decrease that epidemic or pandemic. And people are like, yay, doctors, woohoo, you've been fighting against tobacco, bravo. And I have to admit, I got people to quit smoking. I was pretty darn proud of myself. I never told them to go on vape. I never told them to substitute food. But if any of them did go to vaping or did go to food, then that's on me and any of these other medical professionals that, you know, didn't really give another sort of substitute. I mean, we can, as doctors, say you got to lose weight. You got to lose weight. You got to quit smoking. And that's what we did. You have to quit smoking. You need to cut back. We could offer ways to help you quit, but you need to quit. Well, but that's only part of it. What are they going to do instead? We could give you patches for your nicotine. We could help get you off nicotine. But if there's a habit, if there's something that you are using that's smoking for, are we doctors replacing that for you? As I've said multiple times, many of my patients that smoked weren't smoking because they were addicted to nicotine. They were doing it to keep their weight down. When one of my female patients said, Dr. Dahlia, no, I don't need your help to quit smoking. I could quit any time. And I'm like, well, then why aren't you? She's like, well, how do you think I keep my weight down? I was like, oh. I mean, that's how women in the 20s and the 30s and 40s, nobody wanted to be fat. I know everybody thinks, gosh, in the olden days, you know, if you were fat, you were beautiful. No, women did not want to be fat. Especially once TV and movies or once movies and motion pictures came out, people wanted small waists. They wanted, you know, people who were obese were stigmatized even in the 1800s and in the olden days where we think that weight was supposed to be beautiful. Now, mind you, people who were super skinny and looking like they were starving might have been stigmatized as well. But women have always wanted to be thin. And having curves and having, you know, and looking like the beautiful models that have been portrayed, you know, throughout last century and this century. So what women would do is they'd go to the Virginia Slims or the various different cigarette brands. And the second they felt hungry, they would go and grab a cigarette. Or if somebody got tired in the middle of the day, the cigarette would wake them up. If they needed a break, if they wanted to talk to their coworkers, that was where they could be able to talk. When I worked for the EPA, those who smoked, there were special breaks allowed for those who smoked. So I wanted to almost pretend I smoked just so I was able to get that extra break. I could hang out with the people who were smoking. I mean, there were other sorts of incentives for people to smoke. So when you tell people to quit smoking, now when they're hungry, what do? When I'm hungry, I reach for a snack. I don't go and take a smoke break. Now, that's healthier. That's safer. But we have an obesity issue with people. Rather than seeing in the movies a woman sitting there smoking while everybody else is eating steak and she's barely touching her food, you don't see anymore. Now, I'm glad. I am not a fan of smoking. I would rather we deal with obesity and the diabetes and the arthritis and the hypertension and the high cholesterol and the heart disease and the dementia that obesity comes with. I think it's still all safer than tobacco-induced blood clots and cancer and dementia and heart disease. But we kind of, you know, we have now a bigger beast. And then kids vaping. Why were kids vaping? Well, smoking was taboo and vaping flavors looked yummy and it was the cool thing to do. So now that we started to restrict vaping and a lot of the progress we made during the pandemic unfortunately caused weight gain, people went to smoking, back to smoking. A new study suggests that there were a record 1.1 billion smokers worldwide in 2019, and we believe in 2020 it rose even more. Researchers warn progress against the prevalence of smoking tobacco use has slowed in the past 10 years in many countries, but now we're starting to see an uptick. They say countries have a clear and urgent opportunity to pass strong evidence-based policies to accelerate reductions in the prevalence of smoking and reap massive health benefits for their citizens. I mean, they're right. If we could get people to stop smoking, we can prevent a whole variety of health issues, including what could happen with enhanced smoke. Which is why I would rather be on the side of anti-smoking. But you gotta give people then another option. Alright? People get hungry. They get tired. They turn to food for energy. And we have another crisis coming. We're gonna have a food crisis where we're not gonna have enough food. Our food prices are already skyrocketing. So with skyrocketing food prices and they're going to be lack of food and people hungry. Do we have other options? Now, some people say, well, chew gum. You got to be careful with gum. Gum will make you hungry. Your pancreas feels that there's food coming. There's something sweet coming. Then when there's no food, it's going to make you hungry in an hour. Same thing with diet soda. Diet soda makes you hungry. There has to be something else. Maybe we just have to kind of train everybody to eat some celery or, I don't know, some nuts. Make nuts very well available. Put nuts on all the street corners. Give nuts away for free so people could eat nuts when they're hungry. Take a handful of nuts. Nuts are healthy. They provide fuel, sustenance, protein, energy, not a lot of calories, some good fat. Maybe we need to do something like that. And trust me, I know, I would rather have a chocolate chip cookie than nuts. But no, I do not want nuts in my cookies. Researchers found that 10 countries alone account for almost two-thirds of global smokers. China, India, Indonesia, USA, Russia, Bangladesh, Japan, Turkey, Vietnam, and the Philippines. 30% of all smokers worldwide lived in China in 2019. American numbers, I don't think we're going to have for a little bit. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Ryan wants to know how I feel about destigmatizing the legality of drugs in terms of medical applications. And that's interesting. We've spoken about that. In fact, we've had listeners that have suggested that drugs be legalized as it will make the cartel be less relevant. I don't know, because even legal drugs like fentanyl are being brought in. Yeah, they're laced with heroin and laced with drugs and meth and things like that. But I don't know if that would get rid of the cartel or much of the illegal drug trafficking that we see. But the legalization of drugs is an interesting topic, especially among doctors, because drugs can cause bad things. We've seen meth cause heart attacks and strokes and erratic behavior. We've seen heroin cause overdoses. We've seen marijuana cause car accidents. We've seen alcohol, which is legal. Marijuana is legal. We've seen alcohol cause car accidents, cause domestic violence. So, you know, unfortunately, there are bad things that could happen when people misuse certain chemicals, whether they're legal or illegal. I, however, did support legalizing marijuana because I wanted it studied. I was hearing so many anecdotal reports that marijuana was helping somebody with seizures, helping another child with autism, helping somebody prevent their diabetes. And so, you know, with the marijuana use being so rampant anyway, and our police officers and law enforcement being overwhelmed with everything else, that do we really want them tasked with dealing with marijuana? That when our state wanted to legalize it, it was popular. I knew it was going to pass. And I'm like, look, if we're going to keep it away from kids, and if we could study it, and if we could come up with a proper campaign, you know, on, you know, who should use it, who shouldn't, and, you know, figure out medicinally where it has benefits, I'll support the legalization of marijuana. Well, of course, I mean, anybody could have predicted it. Kids started having access to it. Kids drop it out of school. You don't really have a lot of individuals excited about college. We saw foodborne illnesses go up, STDs go up, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was a link. So legalizing drugs initially could have an issue. But what about long term? Should heroin be legal? Now, what does legality mean? Well, legality means it's able to be accessed and used without consequences of being thrown in jail. Legality does not mean you could sell it to a minor. Legality doesn't mean you could grow it and you could distribute it. So even in my state where marijuana is legal, you could only have a couple plants. You can't be cultivating a farm and trying to sell it at the farmer's market. You're just not allowed to do that. Right? In terms of it still being a Scheduled One drug federally, that I don't know why it still hasn't made movement, even with our current more liberal and progressive government. And I think it's because there's ways to make money on it. And I think people want to still be able to do that. I think some states love the fact that marijuana is illegal in other areas because then they make money. Marijuana is so expensive once it became legal. And the tax dollars on marijuana are so high, the tax money, the revenue. Now, it wasn't enough to keep Nevada fiscally solvent. Nevada got hit so hard by the lockdowns, even though the marijuana industry, those were essential. Marijuana stores were essential. You could still get your marijuana. You could still get your alcohol if you wanted. Those were still open. But the amounts of purchasing still wasn't enough to keep the state afloat. And we reopened today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, LSD is being studied. LSD has been around for a while. I believe in 1957, British psychiatrist Humphrey Osmond, as reported by Fox News, was looking to coin a word for the mind-bending effects of LSD. And I guess he wrote a book called The Doors of Perception, detailing his experiences with the hallucinogenic drug mescaline. And I guess Osmond used the word phanerophime, taken from the Greek terms to show and spirit. That wasn't pleasant sounding. So instead, they came up with psychedelic, soul, and manifest. So psychedelic experience, I guess, came from a British psychotherapist in the 50s. Many people used it for mind altering and to get high. But doctors noticed that some of these people using LSD were able to grapple severe depression, severe anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. And now there's studies saying these psychedelic drugs can put the brain into a state where it could flow more freely, unconstrained by prior beliefs of how the world is supposed to work. researchers are finding implications for treating anxiety and depression. Now, they said when you're a child, your brain is very malleable. You don't have all of these models of your whole life yet. You're more able to continuously update your beliefs. That's according to Parker Singleton, a doctoral candidate at Cornell. But he said at some point those models harden and they become more difficult to shape. Under psychedelics, we open up a new window to do that. So it's this relaxed brain theory. Now, the brain, according to the hypothesis, is like an engine that generates predictions about the world based on prior experiences. As these experiences accumulate, the engine becomes more refined and efficient, increasingly capable of cutting through extraneous noise, but at the cost of becoming more rigid and more likely to discard harder to classify experiences. Psychedelic drugs unwind the influence one's prior beliefs have on the brain, allowing thoughts to flow more freely, impede by past assumptions. So what they're describing is, like, I don't know if you've ever been drunk, but here you are sober, going to a Christmas office party, right? Christmas party? And you're like, I am not going to flirt with the guy in marketing, right? I am not going to flirt with my boss. I am going to just do what I am supposed to do. I'm not going to make a fool of myself. And then you start to drink and you're like, oh, you know, do I really have to be that rigid? You know, he is kind of cute. I could talk to him. And then you drink a little bit more. And, you know, you're like, I think he likes me. I think he's in love with me. And then something happens, and you wake up the next morning going, why did I drink? So we know that certain chemicals, whether it's in the form of alcohol, whether it's in the form of marijuana, whether it's in the form of LSD, can allow your brain to reject some of your rigid, relaxed, rigid rules, whether it's religion, whether it's ethics, whether it's sexual, and you become less inhibited. But an issue we're having in medicine, and I got to be honest with you guys, is when we have people that come back from a tour of duty, or we have people who were traumatized by a car accident or rape or lost a loved one, they can't function, many of them. And it gets deeper and deeper, and they're almost catatonic. And they're finding that medications like LSD or some of these medications could possibly help bring people out of that. And you don't want somebody stoned. You know, oh, I lost my family. And, you know, you don't want somebody stoned. You want people to realize, you know, what the reality is. But you also want them to say, you know what, I can move on. I can rebuild my life. I still have one life left on this earth. And it's a difficult decision. That doesn't necessarily mean we legalize LSD. No way. We already have enough people on the roads, enough people making decisions, shooting people, whatever, right? Being on drugs. We do not want, I mean, and that's basically where it is. If people are going to be kind and not violent with certain drugs, then government's not going to intervene. You know, the reason why prohibition, one of the reasons for prohibition was there were, I believe, a lot of female societies saying, look, men are coming home drunk. They're beating us. They're raping us. What are you guys doing with alcohol? It's a bad drug. Why do we need it? And so prohibition started, and then came more crime and mob and things like that. And then finally, like, you know what? Fine. You guys could all drink. I don't care. And when also the recession or the Great Depression was coming. So as depressions and recessions come, you'll start to see more legalization of things. Marijuana doesn't necessarily make people violent. So that was a little bit more acceptable to voters to legalize. But what about LSD? Does LSD make people violent? I don't know. Could meth? Yes. So that's why I don't think we're going to be anywhere close to legalizing these other drugs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It may be a while before Americans see gas prices come down. West Texas Intermediate crude futures reaching $68.65 on Tuesday, which is its highest level in more than 2 years. Oil prices are up about 30% this year. Meantime, help is on the way. OPEC and its allies agreeing to boost production in July, keeping a promise they made in April to return to 2.1 million barrels per day to the market. Texas leaders are upset with how the final hours of the state's legislative session closed Monday night after Democrats walked out before voting on a bill they claim suppresses Texas voters. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is blaming House Republican leader Dade Phelan for allowing it to happen.
The Speaker of the House told the Democrats earlier that evening he would not lock the doors, he would not send the state police.
USA Radio News. Another state is looking to replace Iowa to have the nation's first presidential primary contest. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Iraqi has the details.
Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first contest in the nomination process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move.
Major League Baseball's decision to pull the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta at first faced major backlash. Now it's facing a lawsuit. The Job Creators Network has filed a $100 million lawsuit in federal court in New York. Part of the suit demands the game return to Cobb County, Georgia. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
Frankly, didn't want to end up in courts, but we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do, and we are here to right a very, very bad wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I try not to talk about my marriage a lot on the show, right? Because you all have your own marriages and partnerships and, you know, relationships and, you know, you don't, am I really telling you guys anything that you'll learn? Well, I need to call out the husbands out there. And I gotta tell you, even though I'm always on the dude's side, okay, I am on guys' sides most of the time, I am still a wife, and I have to, you know, let my sisters know that I'm on to something. So one thing that plagues us wives, or partners of husbands, is husband hearing. Now, I've been married to my husband for 24 and a half years. We are gonna hit the 25th year soon. And my husband's hearing has been going down. his hearing has been so selective. You know, I'll ask him, you know, if he wants to see like a movie, right, with, let's say, Margot Robbie. Yes, okay, that he could hear. Yet I'm like, did you take out the garbage, huh? What? Did you take out the, I can't hear you. The garbage! What about the garbage? Okay, that, for some reason that, I have to say multiple times. The seat's up. Why'd you leave the seat up, huh? What? The seat's up. The what's up? And my husband knows that I don't like to repeat myself. Alright? I sound like I'm a repeater, but I really don't like to repeat myself. So after 2, 3, or 4 times, I say, forget it. And I have taught, this is my fault, ladies. I have taught my husband to instinctively say what 3 to 4 times because I will always say, forget it. Well, my husband early this morning said, Dahlia, I think I hear a murmur on a patient. Will you come and listen? So I go, I listen. Yes, she, patient had a whole systolic murmur. Very faint, but you could hear it. Maybe out of 6, a 1 to 2 out of 6 in terms of sound. And he heard that within 2 seconds. So my husband, while he's trying to tell her to get checked with cardiology and all that, I go, no, you're missing the bigger story here. You don't listen to me when I tell you to take out the garbage. You don't listen to me. You act like you can't hear anything. Yeah, you can hear her murmur. And, you know, she's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, okay. And then all of a sudden, it was like 2 against 1. And we were like, oh, hell no. So, the, you know, so he got busted. He got busted. And yes, obviously, he has been faking it. Now, not in bed, I don't think, you know, falling asleep or saying, nope, this isn't working for me. He's not faking that. That's all real. But in terms of this pretending to hear, so what exactly is going on? And because, you know, I grew up with brothers, I have, you know, most of my friends are guys, I've been just surrounded by dudes most of my life, I kind of get the dude have version of things. And I think what happens is it really goes back to mommy. Right? Boys, especially, right, don't like to be told what to do. Women don't either, but a mom could kind of put it under the guise of, you know, this is a sisterhood thing. You know, I'm kind of training you on how to do this or whatever. So women might be a little bit more open to it. But the guys in the house, mom starts to yell at the boys like she yells at hubby. I do. My boys see that all the time. I talk to my boys like I talk to my husband. We have a new little niece who's a girl, and they my kids were just in awe at the way I was talking to her. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty, and you're really, like, you don't sound like that to us. I'm like, did you take out the garbage? Right, could you get out of your underwear, put in some real clothes? Right, could you put a shirt on? Could you wear some deodorant? Did you take a shower? That kind of stuff. That's how I talk to my boys. So these boys grow up being given demands, being orders, then their dad does that too. Hey, help me fix the car. Help me do this. Help me with the lawn. And so they get to move out of the house. They move out of the house going, I'm going to be my own boss. I get to be my own boss. I get to be king of my own castle. I am not going to be told what to do. Right? But all of a sudden, their partner, right, moves in. Maybe their partner gets pregnant. And now they have to let things slide. So as she or the partner starts to go, well, you need to do this, you know, I'm pregnant, I can't do this. Like, okay, well, let me do this. And at first, they want to do things for their partner. But then they start to realize they're being ordered around. And then guys can't get out of that. You can't get out of it. Once a man realizes that his wife is ordering him around just like his mama did, he feels trapped. So what can he do? Can he say, don't order me around, woman. Don't give me stuff to do. Corey tried that with me. He tried to say, you're just giving me orders. I'm like, yeah, and? You got a problem with that? Yes, ma'am. So he tried to affront me. He tried to challenge me. And I'm like, I'm giving you orders because this stuff has to get, you really want me to move, you want me to take your car and get the oil change, you really want me driving your car, never mind, okay, I'll handle it. So the only thing that guys have at their disposal, these hubbies have at their disposal, is to not listen to the order. That's where you get the, huh? What? Are you talking to me? I didn't hear you. I'm on the phone. Now, they think we're going to just forget. I might, after four tries, back down. But I'm going to take it out the garbage. It stinks. I mean, and it's heavy. And there's, maybe there's a cat in there. I don't know. I'm not going to take out the garbage. I got other things to do. I mean, I have taken out the garbage. Trust me. I've cleaned out the bins. I've done that stuff. But I told him to do it, and I think he's trying to get out of it. So I am going to wait. And then that garbage is going to sit. One time I got so mad that I actually took the garbage, and I brought it upstairs, and I threw it on his side of the bed. When I want something done, I'm not going to be challenged on it. So his only recourse is the, huh? What? I didn't hear you. What? I can't hear you. And my husband is actually getting really, really good at that. Now, I don't know. Maybe he does need a hearing aid. Maybe, God forbid, he has some elements of dementia. I don't know. But I notice that he is getting positive reinforcement, becoming less attuned to my voice. Apparently, I'm shrill. I'm loud. I am berating. No, I'm not. I just take out the garbage. I told, well, you do it to the boys. You order the boys. I go, the boys have been in their underwear for 3 days. Aren't you going to tell them to wear a pair of pants? They're big boys. They know how to put pants on. I don't think they do. I want people to come over to the house and they're half naked. In fact, I had one of my friends come over. He's actually a kid of a friend of mine, and I wrote a book with him, and he's over at the house, and my son comes down half naked in his underwear. Now, nobody cared, nobody noticed, but I'm like, they do this, okay? Just put some pants on, please. So, honestly, you know, guys, the joke is up, or the gig is up, or whatever we say, all right? We know what you're doing. There's all pretending you can't hear. I don't want to end up in a divorce. We women don't want to divorce you, but we women are going to have to then be a little bit clever, or those of us married to men are going to have to be a little bit more clever on how to overcome any hearing deficits when it comes to us giving orders. Don't do it yourself. If you do the task yourself, now you're stuck doing it for life. That's why I've never killed a spider. I just don't like spiders. And that's just my husband's job. And I will leave the spider, if he's out of town for a week, I will leave that spider alive until he comes back. But once you do it, you've already forfeited any sort of delineation or what's it called when you give other people stuff to do? I forget, whatever that word is. Delegation. You have already then superseded any sort of delegation authority. So what you need to do is, if you want something done, and they're, let's say, playing their video game, then put it on top of the computer where they play the video game. Or if they hide out by the barbecue, stick it on the barbecue. They'll get to it eventually. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is apparently an active shooter at a scene in a fire station in Santa Clarita, California, and we are being told that a firefighter has been killed. We don't have a lot of data on what's going on right now, but unfortunately one has died in a shooting at a fire station in Santa Clarita, California. We will keep you posted as we hear more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have asked me about this story that's been circulating where President Trump may be, quote, reinstated as president in August. I have not really heard any recent interviews, so I haven't heard him say that per se, but people have said that President Trump is going to be reinstated in office by August. Now, this is being reported by the New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman. She said Trump has been telling the number of people he's in contact with that he expects to get reinstated by August. Now, I don't know who he's talking to and who claims that he said that, but, you know, it's interesting. I believe there was a parade that had multiple Trump supporters. This was a parade in one of the Florida actuaries. I think it was in one of the rivers, and there was I forget what they were called. In fact, they say that Tarzan actor, I apologize, I don't have the name, who was flying with his family, was going to one of these rallies. But the support for Trump, still exists monstrous support. And there's still much debate as to what happened with the election and the ballots and, you know, films of, you know, scores of odd things that people had picked up that didn't appear to be answered when it came to the election. But Biden was sworn in, Congress approved it, you know, whether you think the election was stolen or not, Biden currently is our president. But the concept of the former president being put back into office is very unique. I don't think we've ever had this throughout our history. And many people are upset when they hear, you know, Trump bring this on, you know, should Trump have let things go, you know, or on the flip side, is this exactly what the GOP needs in terms of still keeping Trump relevant and still keeping his fan base, you know, very active and passionate. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, no matter how you feel about the election, Donald Trump was probably one of the most liked losers of a presidential election. I mean, when it was the Reagan-Mondale, you didn't hear, you know, people out there going, oh, you know, we love Mondale, we can't wait for you to... You didn't really hear that. I mean, you know, when Al Gore lost, when, you know, I mean, people were upset, overall, you know, people moved on. And when it comes to Trump, I mean, just people love him. And they, despite Twitter blocking access, Facebook blocking access, and people trying to cancel him and hush him, Trump is able to still get his message out. And I think it's making him even more endearing to people. And rather than Trump being a rich, bougie suit, Trump is an underdog. And people root for the underdog. And the more that the media blasts him and tries to isolate him and not give him the credit due on many of his policies and of his approaches to things, they almost make him more of a martyr or a hero. And so I find that very, very fascinating. Now, Trump and the GOP have to be very careful in terms of saying he's going to come back in office, because you can't get false hope. I mean, you have half the country, possibly more, who were huge, huge fans of Trump. And saying he might become president again is just too mouthwatering for half the country. I mean, and you keep saying this, it's going to be the boy who cried wolf. I mean, if President Trump runs again, he is going to run saying, look, I'm going to win this. Now, he had said that originally, and again, we don't know if it was just, you know, 100% accurate votes that prevented him from, or inaccurate votes, we don't know. But he said he was going to win. It's a landslide. He also said that there is no way the votes are going to be counted the way they were. There's going to be recounts. None of that happened. So every time he says, we're not going to let this happen, and, you know, if I'm being, you know, objective and devil's advocate, I'm looking at this, right, nonpartisanly, Trump promised that he would not let the country shut down with COVID. And I think what we're seeing is Trump does not have that power. Trump did not want the country shutting down. Trump did not want kids getting kicked out of school. He did not want, you know, borders open. And, you know, these are things that he he couldn't control it. He couldn't control staying in office. He couldn't control what happened with COVID. And so, you know, Trump's kind of shtick is, I get things done. And he does. He did get things done. But I think more and more we're realizing he just doesn't have that control. Which, again, you do, you know, it does worry people, any one person having that sort of control, but it also worries people that, you know, if he really did win the election, didn't win, that, you know. So there's a lot of unease when it comes to anything that has to do with, you know, the latest election and President Trump, but the, you know, I would not be talking about how he could return to the White House as the sitting president. That is unprecedented. It's never happened before unless, you know, the media is open to any of the evidence that the GOP has on what happened to the election. It's not going to happen. You need Congress to help reinstate the president. It's just, I don't think anybody has been able to overturn an election after it was done. And I had said a while back, the election should have been put off like the Olympics. If we didn't think it could be handled fairly, then you put it off. But that wasn't very popular. Everybody said, no, you know. Let the election continue the way it is. If Biden wins, Biden wins. If Trump wins, Trump wins. There's enough support for both sides. And so there, you just can't undo something. But I do find it fascinating, the psychology of the voter and how there is so much enthusiasm still. And people even, when I had posted that picture of the gas prices on my Twitter and Facebook, I wasn't making a political statement. I was just like, what the heck is going on here in California? All I did was put question marks near it. Immediately, you just saw people's posts, you know, on wanting Trump back. And, but you know, and maybe Trump does get credit for lower gas prices. I don't know. But people loved him. And so will he run again? I don't know. I mean, being 78 years old, running for office is a little tricky. You know, if you don't have control over, you know, what happens with mail-in ballots and, you know, the outcomes of those, not that I want anyone to control that by any means, but if there's no sort of system in place to avoid people not getting ballots or people getting two ballots or dead people voting, then there is, you know, it is open for fraud. And there's, you know, so I'm kind of blown away by where the country stands in terms of passion for presidents. And it's very intriguing because I've never seen such enthusiasm and people wanting somebody who didn't win the election back in office. And so wasn't it, you know, with Bush or Obama, people saying, you miss me yet? You miss me yet? I think you're going to see a lot of that now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're wrapping up the show, but still, if you have any questions and you're listening to the show not live, call in to 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254 or send us a message on Dr. Dahlia or the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.